Hey there, Sean. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good. Thank you.
I just moved into a home in Converse right near Randolph Air Force Base and was wondering what fruit trees would grow well around there with the least amount of maintenance. I'm thinking apples or, I don't know, pears, plums, no citrus. Is there any, it's that black clay out there after you go about 6 inches down. Any ideas what might grow well out there?
Well, anything will grow better in a raised bed there. You know, a lot of times we recommend an 8x8. But if you want, apples are tough. I probably wouldn't pick them unless you did the raised bed. But a pear, kefir pear, or I like Warren pear. There's some, LeConte, too?
LeConte and Monterey.
Yeah.
Do you guys have those?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then a plum, a methylene plum, will probably survive, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Peaches is a little tough in that black clay. There, I'd recommend that you have a raised bed.
Okay. Blackberries, too.
Yeah, blackberries will do.
Now, those two that you mentioned, do they require cross-pollination? I heard you mention that in past shows.
No, they're...
Is that black clay a fertile? Is it good for growing things, or is it just clay not good at all?
It's good for growing some things. It's fertile in terms of minerals, but it doesn't have any organic material in it. And it's got during drought, when it's wet, it gets real slippery and slimy. When a drought, it cracks and expands. So it contracts and expands. So... it's really good for sorghum.
Well, if you know how to handle it, because Van der Waal is used to grow the best carrots in the world on gumbo. But you don't work it when it's wet, and you don't, like Kevin was saying, you put as much organic material in it as you can. And you just have to work with it, but you don't work it when it's wet, and you don't, you water it. Well, neat thing about it, it holds water.
Yeah.
When it's dry, you mulch it and water it, you won't have to water as often.
And then be careful about the cracks when you're walking across the lawn, or else always carry a 20-foot ladder with you. So
our
in case
flag,
you fall.
Our flag.
Yeah, flag. So somebody can find you.
All right.
No, it's strange as stuff, doesn't it? It looks like it would be fertile, doesn't it?
It's so good for grass.
Yeah, it is good for grass. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay, good. I have to put some sod back there, and that was another question I had. I appreciate that.
You won't have to worry about at least 3 to 6 inches of soil.
Yeah, you got it. And you say you got 6 inches on top. Is that more sandy kind of stuff on top?
Yeah, the builder put a few inches of topsoil, and then there's something below that, which I'm not sure what it is. But yeah, I'm building a patio, and I've had to dig several footings, and it seems like about 6 inches down, then I start hitting that black clay.
Oh gosh, you sounds like you have a good situation.
Yeah, you're all right.
Now, compost under the grass, do I have to till that in, or is that just recommended?
Till it in if you can. Don't just make a layer. Yeah,
what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to put it there, till it in, and that really is a positive thing to do, and it helps the lawn. But your lawn grass will survive without it.
You know, most of the sod that's grown in Bay City and in that area is grown in heavy clay. And, I mean, they just grow it right on the clay. And they like it. They like to do that because when they cut it, when you buy sod, it's got some black dirt attached to it. That's clay. And it'll hold the dirt better. Makes it heavy as hell. But
does Milburgers handle sod?
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to mention that for the past couple of weeks. We were looking for sod by the pieces out here.
Uh-huh.
And when I drove up, I noticed they got a couple of pallets of grass out there that you can come by and get sod by the pieces.
And, of course, you can order sod in larger quantities, too.
Yeah. All right. Hey. Well, I appreciate the help.
Great questions.
I had a Belgian farmer call me the other day that... going to order 15 or 20 flats of Floritam St. Augustine. I mean pallets of St. Augustine. He's going to put in some information. Put in a grass out toward Castroville.